what happened this morning. You don't know what happened when you left the house, who pulled in front of you or what. But when you get here, you're going to have to shift gears and get back into maturity. That's why I'm through, just about through. That's why immature people can't be sitting where you said it. Crybabies, mess makers, my seat, my time, my turn. And then I heard the last thing Leroy said is in the aspect of ministering to a new person, don't be that minister. Don't pull your text out. Because you're really going to scare them in. Just in a loving manner, we're going to have right hand of fellowship today. Some of you have been here many years, never had it. I want everybody to have it. Right hand fellowship is a connection that we need to have. That when we came over to the Word of Faith and came over to the Charismatic, there are some substantial things we didn't bring over that is very important for a person to know that they're connected. And so we'll be taking care of that this morning. So we're kind of planning in the Spirit this morning how the Spirit want to do it. We got a new, covenant confession we're going to make today together to bind us together, aiming to do the same thing. I think it's going to be a great blessing to all of us. When we say it together, it's going to be on the board, and we're going to say it together. Then we have right-hand fellowship. Then we have communion. So, you got it? Yeah. Maturity. Don't be a crybaby. Don't get your feeling hurt. You deal with different people. When it become massive, you're really going to have to be ready. So that's why we're starting off right now. When it become real massive, because the word going to get out. I think there's been a blockage. There's another grave word I'm trying to close. There's another grave word that must be substantiated here. Compassion. Write that word down. Get it in your vocabulary. Compassion. That means love. That means, you know, that means 1 Corinthians 13. Suffer long. You have different type of people come. You're going to have people who come who don't know nothing about this atmosphere. You're going to have church folks come. Religious folks come. You're going to have people come from different walks of life, just come out of the street. When I went to the church some years ago, I had just come out of the street. You know, I was one swing from another mess. You know what I'm saying? But people took me in and loved me and let me grow. All right? Another word, commitment. Another word, sacrifice. In other words, you cannot lead from behind. If you expect new membership to come to Tuesday night Bible study, where are you? If you expect new membership to come to prayer, where are you? Now, we recognize there's some occasion that you would not be able to attend. We don't want it to be, you cannot do this with lack of sacrifice. I mean, Romans 12:1, you know, present your body as a living sacrifice. It is sacrificial to correctly do things in the spirit. You cannot let your feeling or your mind or your situation control you in this. You have to be dedicated. But it cannot be so much as a rule. It has to be a revelation. If it's a rule, you just, you're doing it, but Your heart not in it because, man, I just got to be here. I got to be here. No, you have to want to be here. And so you have to mature enough in the spirit to know that it's beneficial for you to be here. Nobody beating you across the head to make you be here, that you want to be here. And the Lord will put that in your heart, and you'll enjoy it, and you'll receive so much through the fellowship to keep your business together, because we have business, personal business. We have to be kept together, even though we leaders, but we have personal life, personal challenges, personal things that may come against us, and we have to be ready to handle it. So we have to know that what we're doing is to the glory of God, but yet by the same token, when you yield to God's business, God will take care of your business. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have no attack. It doesn't mean you're not going to have no things to deal with. You're just going to be able to deal with it better. When someone do something grudgingly, that's another word, grudgingly or force, there really can't be no flow. You have to see the preeminence of this scenario in your life as it's premium. It's not a part of your life. It's the premium ribbon in your life, you would say. It's the blue ribbon. And when you see that, that's what I've done all these years. I've learned that this Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I've learned that the Holy Spirit is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I recognize everything else is going to fade away. But this will be with me for eternity. Whatever I do for him, it'll be with me for eternity. So, yeah, that old body going to get you in trouble sometime. It's going to be contrary. You know, you're not going to comb your hair. You're not going to get up. You just don't feel like going this morning, you know. But just don't let Beyonce give you more thrill than Jesus. You follow what I'm saying, right? So cultivate that in your prayer time. In your prayer time. Here's the secret. In your prayer time, say, God, give me the heart to do this with all my heart. And then you begin to love and begin to be able to walk in it.